Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as I felt compelled to create a bonus podcast episode for you today discussing the Pisces season healing energies and themes. And I thought it would be beneficial to talk more about this energy as it's quite difficult to understand at times. And I've also been receiving some very interesting visuals that I hope help you understand what you may be feeling, what might be coming up, and how you can work with this energy effectively. So we're going to be talking about these Pisces season themes, and I am creating this podcast on February 26, 2021. However, it could be timeless information for you, especially if you have Pisces in your chart, whether it's Pisces planets or important points. This information may be beneficial to you when you come across this episode. So when we look at Pisces energy, let me just dive in here to some of this information to get an idea of the themes. It is the 12th and final sign of the zodiac, and it's associated with completions, with releasing and letting go. It's where we're meant to understand more about how we're feeling, where we are ready to transition, where we're ready to release energies, and where we are essentially being guided to keep growing spiritually. Pisces is a water sign, and it is very sensitive, emotional, intuitive, and it opens us up to more of the energies that we can lose touch with in our daily lives, things that we just don't consider, we don't think about. We may have to even be very intentional with how we connect with Pisces energies. Pisces energies is meditation. It's where you can turn off the brain waves or allow the brain waves to go into a deeper state, to be more receptive, to be more open to messages. Pisces is about listening and receiving the intuitive messages that come in, what you're feeling, and what comes up in your feeling energies in terms of your emotional body. Again, perhaps messages that you pushed away or that you weren't aware of, the Pisces energy comes in and opens all these energies back up for us so that we can see more of the vastness of our own energy fields. And even as I start to talk about all this, I can feel the energies opening up. And it might be beneficial to visualize that the energies are opening up outside of your aura, outside of this physical plane. It's even outside of the Earth's atmosphere. I see the energies as being very open and flowing outside of even the solar system. It's like these energies are so vast and expansive that they aren't even in a physical form. And in this way, the Pisces energy connects us to the essence that we can tap into when we're very intentional. And it feels like those soul frequencies or those soul energies that we know are there. And it also feels like there is a frequency requirement, a bit like adjusting a radio station to a particular frequency so that you can hear a song clearly instead of hear a lot of static. The Pisces energy requires fine tuning in order to understand the messages or what's coming in order to really feel more of what you have access to that ultimately supports you in your spiritual growth and in what you're meant to really embody at this time. So I'm getting a lot of visuals, and I want to make sure that this is organized properly so that you can understand this information and work with it. But the main message that is coming through right now, especially as we talk about how that Pisces energy is sensitive, it has a lot of feelings, it has a lot that it can sense. It's almost like very intense energies that pick up on everything that makes it hypersensitive or hyperintuitive when you don't know what to do with the energies, when the energies aren't flowing or aren't moving through. And so one potential that happens here during Pisces season that you'll have to determine if this resonates with you or not is that you're able to tap into parts of yourself that have been unhealed across multiple lifetimes and cycles of time, because these are energies outside of the time-space continuum. They're energies that are essentially floating around. They don't have any destination. They are simply existing. And these are energies that we can feel more intensely during Pisces season. And how this is being shown to me is that these are energies that were originally connected to each of our seven chakras. The chakra system is very important to understand because of how it helps us organize our emotional state, our physical state, our energetic state. And so it's a wonderful tool to understand how the chakras work and how we can tap into them. And so what they're showing me is that it's almost like in different lifetimes, each of our seven chakras that occupied the human body reached a certain state of energy. And it could have been that these energies were just, it's like they're just gone from the human body, almost like they could be unhealed. They could be these patterns and habits that we have circled into. I'm seeing it as when we leave the human body, when the soul's energy leaves the human body and leaves the chakra system, there's this energy that goes out into the ethers. It's released, but it's coded, energetically coded for your soul. Again, I'm trying to translate this because I've never seen this before. Okay, so now they're showing it to me as water balloons. So imagine that each chakra is a water balloon and you leave your physical body, you're done with a lifetime, that cycle is over for whatever reason, and then the water balloon pops. And as it pops, the energy of the water gets sprayed out from its container and it just floats. It doesn't necessarily dissolve, it doesn't necessarily disappear or melt unless that energy has been intentionally healed or worked with at a soul level. So the water balloon energy is connected to the soul's unique frequency. And when that energy is left unhealed, or when there's an intention from the soul, I'm going to come back and work on this, I'm going to come back and do this a second time, or I want to heal this, or I'm not done with this lesson, this wound, this theme, whatever it might be, then you take a body again. And then that energy that is uniquely coded to you is, it's like it's a gravitational pull back into your own energy system to keep working with that energy. And so that's where the energy is essentially always connected to us. And then in this experience of the physical world, it's like the energy is waiting for you when you come back to pick up that theme or that healing again. And then they're showing me that we choose, of course, certain lessons in every lifetime, and that there's parts of ourselves that we don't gravitationally pull in for every lifetime. So then we come in with a new chakra system to work with, and it can pull in energetically some of those unhealed energies, unhealed lessons, things that you want to do better, you want to do it differently, you want to heal it, you want to move through it in this lifetime. It comes back in. So that's how they're showing this to me. Now, in Pisces season is when we have the opportunities to intentionally and consciously transmute these parts of ourselves. And they're wanting me to focus on some of the lower vibrations in the emotional spectrum that we feel at times. And so this can be disappointment, sorrow, loss. This can be the parts of ourselves where we feel like a victim in our own lives, where we're not connected with our power. There's a perception that other people are more powerful, other people have something that you don't have. These can be the energies of blame, where we don't take responsibility for our energy. This can be the energy of self-pity. This can be anything that has been a theme for you across multiple lifetimes that has detached you from your true essence, from your higher vibrational state, and from the support of your soul. So then we come back in, and during the Pisces energies, we have the opportunity to consciously and intentionally transmute and dissolve these unhealed parts of ourselves that maybe didn't even originate in this lifetime. Have you ever felt like you have a theme, or you have this emotional experience on repeat, or something just keeps coming up for you and you can't figure out where it comes from, why it's here, what is this about? Because it doesn't originate in this lifetime. It probably originates from perhaps lifetimes ago, but there's something about it that's unhealed, unresolved, unfinished. And so in our reality, it's really easy to ignore these messages, it's really easy to not hear them, not pay attention, not want to deal with it. That is another aspect of Pisces energy, which is the escapism of, I don't want to look at this, I don't want to deal with this, I don't have the energy, this isn't mine, which would be the blame. So there's a lot that can come up here in our subconscious from past life experiences, even energies that we keep pushing away or keep pushing back out. In other words, we don't claim it. We don't take responsibility for it. So during Pisces season, we have the opportunity to truly heal more in the emotional body, more in the fear body, more in the spiritual body, and more in our auric field that has been left unattended for multiple lifetimes. And so what is coming through at this time is that as we enter Pisces season, and Pisces season begins, usually there is a shift in energy that can feel like a drop, kind of like a drop in emotional self, an emotional sense of sadness or sorrow, the tears coming, very sensitive, all of a sudden just feeling very sensitive, very aware of even more that's going on around you. This can be overwhelm. This can be a sense of, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what to do next. All these I don't knows can show up. Again, these are the lower expressions of Pisces energy. And it typically begins when the planets first move into Pisces, when they shift into that energy and those different experiences, those different themes. And as the planets move through a sign, they start to understand the energy better. They have the potential to raise consciousness, to understand things from a new viewpoint, and to move through a healing experience. So I'm talking about this in terms of the transiting planet, which is different than the natal planets in your natal chart. But just a quick side note about that. If you have natal planets in Pisces, the first decan, 0 to 9 degrees of Pisces, is the initiation into the Pisces energy, where things can come up and be very fresh and very new. The second decan, between 10 to 19 degrees of Pisces, planets or points there are really applying their spiritual practices, are applying what they're learning and ensuring that they're practicing it, holding themselves accountable. How do I trust my intuition? How do I trust myself? How do I really go into this energy and apply it? And then the third decan, any planets or points between 20 and 29 degrees of Pisces are really moving through a deeper spiritual healing process. These planets have matured more through the Pisces energy, and they're really working on letting go. So this is where there can be even bigger experiences of forgiveness, unconditional love, self-compassion, anything that really asks you to apply and use spiritual knowledge to clear things out and clear things away. The last 10 degrees of Pisces, from again 20 to 29 degrees, it's the very end of the zodiac. It's an ultimate completion. It's really making sure that things are unraveling from your energy field, where you're really letting it go, you're really releasing it, you're probably needing to practice it throughout your life. So it's important to understand that planets and points have different experiences of the same astrology sign based on the degree point that it's at within that astrology sign. So that's a bit of the progress or the progression that the Pisces energy makes. Now, getting back to the transiting planets, it's the same progression where the transiting planets begin at 0 degrees of Pisces. There's a drop in the energy. You feel more emotional, more sensitive. There's more things coming in. You could be getting more intuitive messages, intuitive hits. And then as the planet moves through Pisces, it's really being asked to go into the spiritual lessons, to detach from the physical world, detach from what you see with your eyes, but go into the spiritual viewpoint of it all. And this is where you spiral up, and there's an opportunity here to tap into the healing, your sense of power, your sense of what you're learning, and understanding that you're only human, You can only do your best. You can only expect so much of yourself. Where do you need to let yourself off the hook? Where you've been too hard on yourself, perhaps self-punishing, perhaps holding yourself to impossible standards? Where can you release yourself from that pressure? Where can you allow the energy to soften towards yourself, to soften towards what you feel, to make sure that it's like you're not stuck in an unconscious victim mode that perpetuates a cycle or perpetuates an energy? This is where you claim all of your energy. You claim all of your behavior, all of your choices, all of yourself as a spiritual being, having a human experience, that quote we've all heard a million times, but it's where we apply it and understand that we're in our power when we take responsibility for all of ourselves, all of our energies, all of what we have experienced, even if we don't understand it logically, intellectually, or mentally. But when you do this, you have just elevated your consciousness. You have just stepped in to more of your power because now you're owning it, you're claiming it, and that allows the energy to transmute. So going back to the visual of water balloons popping and the water being sprayed out everywhere and those droplets just hanging there, that is unresolved energies that you can transmute when you're ready, if you want to, should you choose to, because then it releases. It's like they're showing me, it's like how the molecular structure of the water was created was at a certain level of consciousness or a certain level of energy, that as soon as it has a higher consciousness or a higher understanding of what's possible, then it disappears and it's like it evaporates. And this is also a demonstration of our power as sovereign beings and how we're seen as such by God, Source, Spirit, the universe, whatever works for you, whatever terms resonate with you, in that you are a vessel of unlimited energy and unlimited potentials. And how are you loving that about yourself? How are you honoring that? How are you saying, yes, I am this formless, boundless energy stream that took a body to experience this earth and this physical reality, but that you're so much more than that. And that's the gift of Pisces. So the interesting roller coaster ride of it all is that it doesn't feel that way at first. It might not appear that way. Again, you could feel helpless. You could feel powerless. You could feel lost. This is where you could feel deep themes coming up that have existed throughout your soul experience of abandonment, rejection, alienation, betrayal, not being seen, not being acknowledged, feeling powerless, and so on. That list can keep going, especially when it's attached to multiple past life experiences that have been unhealed and essentially waiting for you to heal it. Now, during Pisces season, these things can heal quickly because the energy comes in even faster. At least that's what I experience. The energies can come in and really show you more of what's under the surface and can show you more of what is your true self, your true essence, your true power when you have applied the energetics to this understanding. Because it's one thing to think about it, it's another to actively apply it, to feel it, to work with it, and to heal it. So there is the requirement that we do something intentionally with what we're feeling. So if, for example, you're feeling very sensitive, you're feeling very emotional and you don't know why, and it's like you just find yourself crying or you find yourself really feeling a lot and you can't put your finger on it, one of the best things you can do is let it flow. Just let it move through you. Don't judge it. Don't stop it. Don't try to understand it in the moment, because it could be that something's coming through that you're processing from another lifetime, a deeper soul experience, something else that you might not really understand in the moment. And how this can happen too is that there could be something triggered in your unconscious or subconscious that you would have no recollection of right away. It could be a smell. It could be a sound. It could be a word. It could be someone's voice. It could be something plays on the radio and there's lyrics that just strike you and you don't know why it hits so deep, but it does. And it just takes you into this other emotional place. This is how we are very intricate energy vessels, where we're actually picking up so much more than we consciously process at one time, that we're surrounded by so much stimuli that we don't even know about or we're not even aware of. We're just used to it, especially if it's in your immediate environment. But the Pisces energy opens you up to even more of those sensations, those energies, and those messages. So what to do is to keep flowing with it and to float. And I know I use that word often with Pisces, but it's a peaceful way to navigate the waves at times, is to just go with it, to release. I feel like it's a release of the ego. And that is another major theme of Pisces, where we become ego-less, where we step back from what we've self-identified with that is limiting in terms of what we need to release and let go of. And this is where, interesting, I'm getting the image of, we can move through many decades of our life never releasing the ego from our sense of self, meaning a lot can get trapped in, a lot can be held back, and then all of a sudden a dam bursts and there's something that happens, perhaps externally in your world, or something happens that is a catalyst that opens up and releases. I'm seeing the ego as a cage. By the way, I am not anti-ego. I know there's a lot out there about how the ego is bad. I don't believe that at all. The ego, the healthy ego, is your sense of self. It's your confidence. The healthy ego is strength in who you are. It's your ability to be an individual, to stand strong in who you are, with that energy being supportive of who you are and what you need. So the ego is not all bad. It's the unhealthy or exaggerated ego or the false ego that we can be conditioned to experience in ourselves, conditioned to live, that can fall away during spiritual growth, as well as during any time in our life that we choose to expand beyond the ego's definitions. So what I'm feeling here and what's important about Pisces is to uncage that ego energy and let more be expressed so that more of your soul energy can come in, more of that higher vibrating essence can come in. Because by the time the transiting planets have moved through Pisces, what they do is they take us to new shores. We're traveling on this energy that is opening us up, allowing us to release, to do healing work, to be very aware of perhaps what needs our attention, what we need to be aware of in our energy fields. And as we do that work and we float and navigate through these bigger waves, it takes us to new shores, new opportunities, new destinations. And it's by the clearing out and the clearing away of what you're complete with, that you're able to then start anew and begin something with that spark of Aries energy that always follows Pisces. So it can be a very beautiful time to look at what is coming up for you emotionally, what is coming up intuitively, what is coming up as a barrier either to or from a false ego, what no longer feels like you could be more apparent right now, where you could just have this sense of, it just doesn't feel like something I want. That doesn't feel like it resonates with me. It doesn't feel true for me. These are the gifts of Pisces. We're really aware of more of our feelings. We're aware of more of our intuition, and we're able to navigate the physical reality with these tools. And it's important to note that one of the most important things we have going for us in this crazy world, this wild human ride that we're on, is that your intuition is a wonderful guidance system. And in fact, Your intuition wants to keep you safe. Your intuition wants to keep you safe, and it connects you with more that you can't always see right in the moment. So the intuitive abilities that we each have, we each possess, are one of our gifts in this physical reality. And the more that you trust it, the more that you open up to it, the more you're going to see how your intuition is typically right on with what is best for you and what is true for you. And sometimes we learn this the hard way. I can raise my hand with this. I have learned this the hard way, and I have found that my regrets in life are tied to not trusting my intuition, that sometimes that's where we have the hardest lessons or the hardest understandings of who we are and what we want. The intuitive information is often direct. It's often clear. It can be very soft, though. It can be something that we can easily miss or overlook. The intuitive information that comes through, or the intuitive feelings that you have, are helping you move through something where you actually aren't aware of perhaps the full potentials or outcomes associated with different choices. So here's an example. You have option one and option two. Everything about option two makes a lot of sense. Intellectually, you've got the details, you got the information, you can see, okay, this leads to that, great. But your intuition says, go with option one. But option one feels a little bit more uncertain. Perhaps it's pushing you to grow, or it's something that you don't know all the details. You don't know how it's going to work or how it's going to come together. In other words, it doesn't feel as safe. Because there's something about option two, when you know the information, you know the details, there's things that you know, it can feel safe. And in fact, that could be true for the short term. But your intuition, because it's here to create safety in you, it's something that wants to keep you safe, your intuition is guiding you towards option one for reasons that you don't know yet, and you won't know immediately. And so our intuition can almost be that weird experience of, well, I don't know the immediate gratification here, or I don't understand what it is, but I feel it. This actually just happened to me when I was hiring a painter, and I had taken a few bids, I had talked to a few people, I had a timeline, I had things that were known, I had some things that I really wanted done, and I was really clear that, okay, option two seems like the best choice for me. But my intuition kept saying option one. And I went back and forth in my head. I was kind of fighting myself about it. But I'm like, you know, option one is the one where I feel this intuitive yes, more so than option two, even though option two has more things that are known. So I went with option one. Oh my goodness. I can't even tell you all the amazing things that developed because I followed that intuitive message. This has been such a wonderful development with this wonderful painter. He's in his 70s, great man. I felt good with him in my house. I trust him. More things opened up because of my relationship with him. And it was more than what I could see or understand at the time when I was making the decision, and certainly much more than what I ever considered with option two. Plus, I found out that this work for him was really good for him, just in terms of what he needed in his life and what he was ready for, and it was a win-win. And again, I didn't know that at the beginning, but it's trusting that intuition even when it doesn't make sense. Another example, I was planning something for my son on a certain weekend, and I looked at the calendar. I'm like, okay, this calendar is showing me that this is the best time to plan this and blah, 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 and let me do this, let me do that. And all I kept getting was a no. Don't plan it. Don't do it. And I'm thinking, but logically, this makes sense. This is when it adds up. This is a good choice. My intuition says no. I stopped planning. I said, okay. Intuition says no. It's a no. I'm going to trust that. I don't know why. I don't know what's going to happen or what the important thing is here, but I'm just going to trust it. And of course, these aren't huge issues or huge deals. These are like everyday things where we're able to fine tune that connection. We're able to trust it. And we're also able to feel really supported because I trust my intuition. And I hope that's the same for you because I know it's keeping me safe. I know it's helping me make awesome choices. It's going to help me keep living a great life, you know, better than what I could have imagined. All of that. And it helps reduce anything that I might regret or feel disappointment about or feel sad or whatever those lower emotions are that come up. When you tune in to what you're feeling, what you're intuitively receiving, you're on point. You are really on point with yourself, your own energy, what is correct for you, and it actually makes life even more exciting and wondrous. And this is part of the gifts of Pisces, is that we step away from only relying on our mind or on the physical world to validate something. We go higher. You go higher into more of your own energy. You go higher in your ability to trust and in what feels right for you. You understand that is something to value. It brings a lot into your life. It opens you up. It helps you continue to manifest and to trust miracles. It helps you continue to see more of what is correct for you. And as it clears away those lower energies or those lower frequencies, it clears it away as the planets transit through Pisces. And then this prepares you for the new beginning and starting points of Aries, which is the equinox that's happening on March 20th, 2021, which is a brand new starting point of energy. Well, more accurately, it's a continuation of energies on the spiral, but it's new support, new potentials, and an opportunity to continue to raise your own consciousness with the new energy streams coming in. The Pisces energy supports us in going higher, in trusting our intuition, trusting that your intuition is helping you stay safe in terms of what is best for you. Even how your intuition can help you rise above some of the bumps and bruises of everyday life. And you can simply practice this in very small ways. You can practice this in terms of how you want to drive to the store or where you want to go in terms of your physical life. You can practice it in terms of stopping, listening, and being very receptive. This is different for everybody, and it could be that you're going into meditation first. It could be that you're tapping into messages from your body. It could be that you need to get to a certain place where you're able to really receive. Some people can do this by walking or moving their body. So that can be part of the fun, is figuring out where am I able to receive messages the best. Of course, in the shower is a known one. With the flows of water coming down, clearing the crown chakra. Anything that clears the crown chakra is also going to open you up to more intuitive messages and understandings. So I hope this has given you some ways to move through Pisces season, to know that it is an opening to the vastness of your own energies, that it is a time to tap into your intuition, to trust what you feel, to move energy through your emotional body. It is a time to really go into what is coming up for you and what's ready to be released. What is complete, what is healed, what is ready to be let go of, so that you have this room for what's next on your journey and what you're ready to experience in the future. On a more practical level, a Pisces season is when we can feel more tired or worn out. You might need more naps. You might need more downtime. You might need to meditate more or meditate longer. You also could feel that you're really thirsty, that you need to drink more water or eat more food. This is because of how the body needs more grounding so we don't float away, how the body might need more energetic support when we're working with these bigger energies. So I hope that has been beneficial and supportive. I hope that has given you some good ways to work with these Pisces energies. And of course, if you have Pisces in your natal chart, then you're probably very familiar with this and you're aware of some of these themes as you are here to work with them throughout your whole life. If you wanted to learn more about these transiting planets, I do have a course for you on transiting planets in your natal chart. It is 50% off. Because I believe that knowing how transiting planets work in your chart is one of the best ways to understand astrology. It is intermediate level, which means it's important to already know the basics of your astrology chart, but then you're going to see what's happening for you, what are the main themes, what's going on in your life. All of that is very important. So details are below this podcast if you want to check that out. Otherwise, thank you so much for your energy, your time, and your presence. I am so grateful that we are all on this journey together. Thousands of people all over the planet, and here we are making the most of the astrological energies of our times. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online or over at my author website, consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be back here every Monday and Wednesday for another podcast episode. You'll also find more teaching videos and information over on my YouTube channel. Check out the different playlists, so many topics. I hope one supports you. I hope one is right on time for you. And in the meantime, I will see you back here soon. Have a beautiful day ahead.